I was surprised by some of the brazen faces of the players who were singled out to stand in front of their peers for contributing nothing to the game. It would be easy to attribute the lack of shame shown in these cases to an individual's general state of shamelessness, but it's probably more complicated than that. Shame is calibrated to social norms, which is why it is so dynamic and differs so much across cultures. In central Brazil, Bakari Indians find eating in public incredibly shameful, while they find no shame in their nakedness. You might be ashamed if you hear your date did not tip the waiter at a nice restaurant in the United States, but you would not feel the same way in France, where tipping is not customary. In many cases, shame and shaming have gotten a bad rap, when in fact, the shame might not be as problematic as the norm to which that shaming is calibrated. When doctors feel too ashamed to admit or to share their mistakes, the real culprit is not shame, but the norm that dictates that doctors cannot and do not make errors, driven largely, I imagine, by threats of litigation. Part of shame's potency is due to our negativity bias, the asymmetry in how our brains process negative versus positive information. The negative stuff sticks better. People sometimes believe negative gossip even if it's clearly inaccurate. Negative opinions are also more contagious than positive ones, and losing something, including perhaps one's reputation, feels particularly bad. Worse than gaining that same something feels good. For these reasons, parents repeat proverbs like, "One falsehood spoils a thousand truths," or Ben Franklin's, "It takes many good deeds to build a good reputation, and only one bad one to lose it." Shame is more conspicuous in collectivist cultures, in part because the norms are more commonly shared and widely enforced. In societies that value individualism and outliers, shame might be less apparent. But shame still exists everywhere. Many people believe that violent gang members are shameless, and certain gang members might be. But gangs, like any group, have their own brand of shame, calibrated to their own set of norms, often related to loyalty and snitching, and their own forms of punishment. Even among thieves, there is honor and there is shame. They are just provoked by a different...